don't know exactly how to ask this, so it comes out, but it seems so often. I feel a response is called for, some action is called for, but I have no idea what it is. And I think I've asked before, maybe, you know, how do you know you're doing the right thing or something along those lines? And you talked about not being a doer, not being the doer. And I know looking back that there's been times when I felt very sure I was doing the right thing, that later I thought, geez, what was I thinking? That was all totally wrong. And times when I was totally unsure, but it seemed later that it worked out that it was actually in the right place. Whether any of that has any validity or not, I don't know, but it just goes to show I can't tell. But it feels kind of like being on a cliff that's just totally windy, where you don't know what's going on at all.
So are you willing to be a cliff dweller?
Whatever it takes, whatever it wants. Yes.
Well, here's the answer. It's a two-part answer. So, I actually want you to come visit the chair so that if something comes up, we're in the right place.
Good, for once.
So, actually, come to think of it, it's a three-part answer. So, the first part of the answer, and it's the perfect question, by the way, because it pertains to everybody. Nobody doesn't have this question. Nobody hasn't gotten to a point at some point where exactly the conflicts you describe don't happen. Everybody comes to this point sooner or later. So the first part of the three-part answer is, you actually do know. There is a way to measure. There is a way to gauge. And the way you gauge is by getting quiet and literally letting your feeling tell you. You have to trust it. The hard part is trusting it. It will either clearly feel right or clearly feel wrong when you key in. And by clearly, I don't mean absolutely. And I don't mean once and for all. And I don't mean so clear you can't miss it. You may have to tune in very subtly to get that piece of clarity. But you will feel it. If you're what most of us do is we're in too much of a rush. We want the answer right away. We want it within 18 seconds, usually. So if you're willing to spend a little more time, whether that little more time is more seconds, more minutes, or hours, it's usually not more than hours. If you're willing to spend a little more time, you will feel, yes, this is more right than not, or no, this is more wrong than not. And if you have the time to wait, the foolproof corollary answer to part with